A Nacho Radio Podcast.
Hello there!
I've got a little poem that I'd like to read in honor of this occasion, if I may.
Spalding, get your foot out the boat.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Okay, Pookie, do the honors.
Thanks, Pookie. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Smiles, everyone. Smiles. It's time for another engagement with the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Happy Boxing Day. It's Hello a Boxing there. Day spooktacular.
And Boxing Day is what? What is the point of it?
I think it's... you basically take care of service people, right?
Okay, so that's us. What do we get? I'm interested. What are we supposed to get?
I think people get... I mean, people that are...
It's for rich people to trade places with poor people?
I think it's rich people tipping people that work for them type okay. day.
Well, we did get that... We did get that Capriotti's gift card from Nick the Internet Pizza
Guy. We'll consider that our Boxing Day present.
That's the best Boxing Day ever. This thing's starting to make sense to me. Is this feeling something real? How was your Christmas, man?
It was fine.
Yeah? Are you glad it's over?
I'm not glad.
Somebody sent in a picture of you with a... It looks like it's an official picture from your real job with a big grin on your face. Mm. And it just says, Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays,
and
it's all over.
And they sent it at a time where I thought, is this because it's over? Because Christmas is over? Is that why Darren's so happy in this picture?
Oh, they can't hurt us now, can they? Well, they can, but it's...
Christmas? I mean, I know sometimes your family will celebrate it whenever people can get into town.
I would like to say that Christmas is a year away, but it's really only, 9 months away?
That's true. It's a good point. Hey, I wanted to...
There lies the problem, Christmas.
I wanted to begin with a story, a Christmas story, if you'll allow it. And I also have a kind of a wondering, and I wonder if you wonder about this the way I do. I was thinking about this kid the other day. And I thought about him today as I was putting the show together. But first, I want to start with this story from our neighbors to the north, Canada. And hello to all of our Canadian listeners.
Now, they're big Christmas people.
Oh, yeah, they celebrate Christmas up there. It's Canadian Christmas, but it's still, you know, it's still a thing.
They do it up in style. They have real reindeer, even.
You know, the Canadian government issued a press release where they said Santa is real and he lives here. We know because he pays taxes. So he lives somewhere in Canada. The actual Santa Claus, according to the Canadian government.
I'm guessing he's found a few loopholes.
Well,
probably all that elf health insurance that he pays for.
He doesn't have to pay for it.
Well, that's true.
That's why he lives in Canada.
He's no dummy.
Yeah, you let the Queen pay for that stuff.
I couldn't possibly afford to live here.
How could I? Yeah, my inventory alone is breaking my back. And now you want me to pay for elf health insurance? No thanks. Let the Canadians pay for that. This is a story. A 7-year-old boy in Ontario called 911 on Christmas because he was upset because he had gotten a pair of snow pants for Christmas.
Ooh. Hit me!
Yes, even in Canada, 911 is a joke to some people.
Don't worry.
Going, gone! A 7-year-old called 911. Call was placed in the early evening on Christmas.
Double.
Boy was upset with his president and wanted the police to help. Officers took the necessary steps to ensure the call was not an emergency and were dispatched to the scene to investigate. They said this is an educational moment.
Look at this.
Prompting yet another reminder.
It's a travesty.
Please don't call 911 over stupid things. They say parents or caregivers need to make sure their children understand the consequences of calling 911 and what constitutes an emergency. Kids need to realize that calling 911 is critical and serious. We don't want to waste resources going after calls that aren't an emergency. This is what this brings up for me, though. Our first Christmas as Dave and Darren. Picture it. December 2004.
Okay.
One of the local papers did an act, and they'd probably do it every year, where they asked local children, what would you ask this year Santa for Christmas?
Right.
And one kid, with a crazy look on his face, said...
And a crazy look in his eyes.
Yeah. He said, this year I want Santa to give me a snow axe.
I thought it was a hatchet.
snow axe, I thought it was. A snow hatchet? That's a better story.
Thought it was a hatchet.
A snow hatchet?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a snow axe.
Mm.
And we struggled for weeks to figure out, like, to do what? Like, does he mean an axe made out of snow?
Or to cut up snow.
Or a hatchet that's made to cut up the snow? And why? All the other kids were like...
A hatchet to cut up snowmen is probably the murderous thing.
All the other kids wanted, you know, Tickle Me Elmo and Pretty Pretty Pony and all of this. And he just had this look at his face like, I want a snow axe. I remember Darren showing me the picture of this crazy kid who was like 7 years old. And Darren shows me, he goes, read this. I read it. And he goes, and I bet he knows how to use it. Like, what was he going to use the snow axe for? I bring this up because...
Because now he's 21 years old.
That kid's in his 20s now.
Yeah. And still very dangerous.
Now, you had saved that. You cut that out of the paper, and you put it on the wall in the studio. For years it was there.
Yeah.
We don't remember the kid's name, do we?
No.
Because I think a Google search would show us whether or not that kid has been incarcerated or elected. But one of those two things is what happened, right?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I want a snow axe, Santa. He knows why. Santa knows why I need that snow axe.
Bunch of decapitated snowmen.
If you see a bunch of snowmen without any heads.
With a head missing.
We know. He told us. He put it in a paper what he was going to do, for crying out loud. This wasn't done in secret.
No, this is premeditated.
No, stop yourself. Got five things to talk about. The top five things. You want to get into that, or I've got some other
let's go ahead
local
and do
kids
that.
I'm worried about, but we can get into the top
we'll
five
do
things
that.
If
the
you like.
Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new location. They are now in the village of East Davenport. They're at 2115 East 12th Street, and you can stop by today and enjoy their bridal sale, which is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement rings starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. And check out their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesdays through Saturdays, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. And, of course, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio, and with a purchase, you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Still time to get those gift cards for any occasion that you have going on. Buy $25 in gift cards, and you're going to get $5 back in Caps cash.
Can I just say this? Having gone to Capriati's quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
and I would go there. I'll lay my cards on the table. I would go there the same amount if they weren't a sponsor of the podcast.
Okay.
I love the sandwiches there so much. But when you go there and you do the combo, I've been to other places where you do the math. You're like, okay, the drink and the chips. And you do the math in your head and you think, you know what? I don't need the chips or the drink for that price. But at Capriati's, it just makes sense. Like, yeah. No, hell yeah, I'll do a combo. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
I've been places where I think, wait, they want me to pay $2 for a bag of chips and another dollar and a half for a pop?
Yeah.
Not Capriati's.
Not doing it.
Yeah.
Mention Nacho Radio, get
a medium
sub.
Respect.
Mention Nacho Radio, get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati.
Ah, you're the best. All right, number one on our top five things. Speaking of hit, is there any boxing on TV today?
Boxing?
That seems like a missed opportunity. There should be like all day boxing on somewhere.
I think the bowl games resume again today.
I don't want to watch football. I want to watch boxing.
Huh.
Number one.
It's not football day. You know what I'm saying? It's a missed opportunity. This is why your sport is going away. They put a day on the calendar. This is Boxing Day.
You don't have to pay for.
I don't see any boxing matches on the TV today. It should be all day wall-to-wall boxing.
Is that because boxers don't want to cut weight during the holiday season?
Well, listen, you chose that life.
I get it.
I'm not saying
I can't make weight the day after Christmas.
Well, certainly I couldn't either, but I'm not a boxer.
Well, you could. It would just depend on which weight you need to make.
Well, that's it.
I certainly can make weight.
Yeah,
you're just
going
to have to be a little lenient as to what weight I need to make.
I wouldn't want to get in a ring with somebody who weighs as much as I do and is in shape.
No, you don't.
That gentleman would kill me.
Don't do that.
No,
I need to buy, I need to.
No, my weight isn't an advantage in that circumstance.
No, I'm not safe. I'm not safe with a 90-pounder who knows what they're doing.
If they're skilled,
yeah.
Pugilist. Number one, this is a fight story that comes to us from Roanoke, Virginia, where early on Sunday at a roller skating rink, police had to break up a sprawling fist fight. 200 teens got in a massive fist fight.
Just escalated, huh?
On roller skates.
On roller skates.
How do we not have the surveillance footage of this? Boy, can you imagine? 200. This is like...
That's certainly the premise of some sort of 70s after-school special, isn't it?
Exactly. It's like Xanadu meets Lord of the Rings, one of the battle scenes. I don't know what this is.
Uh-huh.
This is like, warriors come out to skate! I don't know what this is. 200 teens erupted into a sprawling fist fight early on Sunday in Virginia.
Was there music as well?
Well, that's what they say happened is. And now
there's a dispute over music.
There was one song that they say triggered this event.
Mm.
The DJ chose a song. This happened at 12:30 in the morning, all right, at the Star City Skate Center. Now, I will say this. Skating after midnight's not a good idea.
You've proved that.
Nothing good. Nothing good happens on roller skates after midnight.
I don't know that anything ever happens good on roller skates.
No. When the cops showed up, they found 200 individuals, juveniles and adults, involved in the fight. Investigators said some of the teens reported hearing gunfire just before the brawling started. Two witnesses say a song came on there in the roller rink that stirred local gang tension. They don't identify the song, so I don't know what the song was, but as soon as the song got played... Gang signs were up, and then 95% of the room just started slugging each other. So what is the roller skating song that incites gang violence? All right, everybody, we're going to do a ladies' choice.
What'd you just say?
Wait a minute. They're not
ladies don't have a choice around here.
This isn't Johnny Paycheck. Johnny Paycheck's turtle meat skating party, is it? Let me ask you this, Mr. Paycheck. Have you ever eaten turtle meat? What did you just say to me?
I wonder if they utilize that. What do you call that when you whip somebody into somebody? Is that some sort of moonshot or what is that?
Yeah. In roller derby, what do they call that? This gazpacho crunch? What was it called in the Happy Days? Wasn't there like a Happy Days episode where they had like a
Malachi crunch?
The Malachi crunch.
But that was demo derby.
That was demo derby, not roller derby?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a Laverne and Shirley where they did roller derby?
There sure should have been.
There had to have been, right? That show was on the air for 8 years. And by the way, have we heard from Cindy Williams since Penny Marshall died? I feel like
Do we know David Lander's whereabouts?
I feel like I haven't heard any of them say anything. I follow that Michael McKean on Twitter. I don't know that he said anything.
Mm.
That seems weird, right?
Maybe they didn't get along.
With Penny Marshall? It seems like everybody loved her except the people who knew her and worked with her. Am I way off? Has Cindy Williams had any reaction to Penny Marshall's death? Because I've looked into this a number of times.
Maybe she's hanked off about all that Pepsi money that she was not allowed to. You think that was a scam?
Was she supposed to get Pepsi money?
Well, I mean, Laverne was always talking about Pepsi and milk.
Right.
I wonder if that was a scam. Or just very early product placements that...
Okay. Cindy Williams did release a statement following the death of Penny Marshall. I have it here now. What an extraordinary loss. My good friend Penny Marshall is gone. One in a million. Were they good friends? I thought they hated each other.
I'd like to also take this opportunity to let you know that American Graffiti 3 will be out in 2020. Anyone have an appetite for that?
Just
crickets. And there was like, oh, brother.
Utterly unique, a truly great talent, and oh, what fun we had. Can't describe how I'll miss
her. Yeah, I think they had a falling out at some point.
But did they, I feel like they
was the falling out that Cindy Williams was pregnant at one time, pregnant during the show?
With Cindy Williams' baby, which was very confusing.
Of course she was. Of course Cindy Williams was pregnant with Cindy Williams' baby.
Yes, but that's what caused all the trouble. Why did Cindy Williams... She thought she deserved more money, right? Why did Cindy Williams leave Laverne and Shirley? Because then Laverne was like, I'll stay for the money. And then
I'll stay that
and then it was,
season.
And then Cindy left. It was a number of seasons.
Was it?
And then it was like, I'll stay for the same money. And then Cindy Williams left and the show was still a hit. And she's like, you know, now that you're not paying Cindy anymore, how about you give me some of that Cindy Williams money?
Sure.
Cindy Williams left... Laverne and Shirley, but why? Would you like to hear Penny Marshall tell the story of why?
From the great beyond?
Should I put some echo behind this so we can hear the ghost of Penny Marshall explaining this? I feel like they hated each other, right? Didn't Laverne and Shirley despise one another in real life? Isn't that the case? Why did Cindy Williams leave?
From the great beyond.
I was aware she was pregnant because I could see, and she told me.
So she really was pregnant. You were making that up. Cindy Williams left because she was pregnant.
Well, she was pregnant, yes.
But why would you leave the show? You couldn't just say that Squiggy snuck one past the goalie?
Yeah, they were going to write that in. Let Penny Marshall explain.
I wasn't aware that he would be such a pest.
Who?
Yeah, when he wanted hours in writing and Winnebago's. We never had time to go to a Winnebago. You know, that takes more energy, climbing up the steps, opening the door.
How difficult is it to get in a camper?
What the hell is she talking about?
I don't know. I'm not following this.
This is fascinating. Okay, more of the ghost of Penny Marshall explaining Cindy Williams leaving the show.
How far are the Winnebago's away from the set?
This is what I got. I knew that Cindy Williams was pregnant, and he was a pest, and then the Winnebago's, you got to climb
in
them.
Who's a pest?
I don't know. Let's hear more.
I don't care, Sim. Lay in bed the whole time. And I'll be the biggest pain in the ass pregnant person you've ever seen. I'll run around. Just take half the dialogue. But he wanted her thing, and money in a paper bag in October. I mean, he wanted a credit. Yeah, it was all this insanity. It wasn't Cindy, but she thought, he loves me. He's taking care of me.
Okay, so Cindy Williams' manager.
The guy that got Cindy Williams pregnant.
Cindy Williams' manager was also her husband. And he's the reason that she left. Is that what we're kind of deciphering here from the ghost of Cindy or Peggy Marshall?
No.
And then there was the bomb threat.
And I didn't speak to her, not because I was mad at her, because he wouldn't put me through to her. So I luckily had an out.
Are you saying, Penny Marshall, that Cindy Williams had you killed?
It also sounds like, am I wrong here? Does Penny Marshall have an entire box of Smith Brothers cough drops in her mouth? Do you hear just smacking her lips? Listen to this.
I don't know.
Of November 6th.
I'm not speaking ill of the dead. I love Penny Marshall. I just don't understand what's going on here.
Because they had asked me to direct a movie at Paramount, which I didn't do. I couldn't. I didn't have time. Because she left. So I only...
Because sure
going in front
like...
of the audience, and they say, what happened with Sandy? And having to explain is a drag. And so...
Boy.
I feel like we're listening to her inner monologue. Like, this isn't an interview. This is like inside her brain is what this sounds like. Am I wrong? I can't get enough of this.
She said they didn't want it, but I don't know. There was all this garbage that was said. No, it was him. And so that's, yeah, when I missed her not being there, you know? So I've called Louise Lass, I called Carrie Fish, I called Lorraine Newman, I called everyone I know. Angelica Houston.
So he put a hit out on me.
And that's why Cindy Williams had me murdered. I'm going to win a bagel and all the clients.
30 years after the fact.
Two.
Well, now we know. I mean, it's just important to know these things. Number two on the top five things.
Bring it up at your New Year's Eve party.
So
I'd like to propose a topic for tonight's conversation.
As we ring in the new year, you guys know that Cindy Williams played the long game on Penny Marshall with the Winnebagos and the money and the paper bags.
And the cough drops.
And it's good cough drops. Cops in Kansas City shutting down a dinosaur parade that was supposed to happen. There was a guy that wanted to do the second annual March of the Dinosaurs. In Kansas City.
On Christmas?
So these are these people that, you know these inflatable dinosaur costumes that you see people wear?
I saw one this Halloween.
Okay, well, they wanted to do a parade of people in those dinosaur costumes. 100 to 120 people dressed as dinosaurs.
Well, we'd like to be able to use them for something other than just Halloween.
They marched for 25 minutes until the cops ordered them to stop. And then they ended up giving a ticket to the guy who organized this. And they say the event is under review for possible criminal charges. Because it's a flash mob that raised safety concerns. You can't just get 120 dinosaurs in downtown Kansas City, I guess. I would think that you would have some sort of constitutional right to do that.
With a permit.
Well, the right to assemble.
With the right permit.
Okay, so this guy didn't get the paperwork he needed for the inflatable dinosaur parade.
Now he's going to jail for the rest of his life.
And then a minute when it bagels and all this.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy one of their holiday hot chocolates. Delicious. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. And also enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein, gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose-leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. We certainly appreciate that. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Also, James has a location at 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Make sure when you're there today for lunch or dinner, again, they are open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. Make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
Number three.
Some guy out in Jersey bet $5. He was playing three-card poker. He did a $5 bet and ended up winning $1 million.
How's that possible?
Well, he was doing the three-card poker. Got a six-card...
Three-card poker.
Yeah, so you get three cards and the dealer gets three cards, but it's all your...
Sounds like 21.
It's poker, though.
Okay.
He held up a six-card royal straight flush of diamonds. This happened at the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa over the weekend. Won $1 million.
Boy, if you're giving away $1 million on $5 bets, that casino's not going to be open very long.
Well, this is the thing. The Borgata opened in 2003. This is the first time it's ever happened.
Okay.
So they should be okay. The chances of hitting a six-card bonus royal flush are one in over 20 million. So they should be okay. He was dealt a 10, queen, and ace of diamonds, and the dealer had a 9, jack, and king of diamonds, and that combined for a 6-card royal straight flush.
And what do they say the odds are of that?
1 in 20,348,320.
Sure doesn't seem like it'd be that.
For a royal flush? Hmm. Yeah. I guess, I don't know how exactly you play 3-card poker, but... My guess is they know what they're talking about with these odds. Because if it happens a lot more often, that'll be the end of the three-card poker. You know what? We're just going to put
we're
in...
We're done with this game.
We're going to move this table out and put in some slot machines.
Everyone seems to be winning $1 million. Turn off the lights.
Turn the machines on. Four. Imagine if you're at a casino and they just turn off the lights and just start whispering... Everybody, please leave.
Why is the breakfast buffet $100,000?
So, number four, this little girl got a advent calendar. Had one of those here this year. It was a big deal. Opening up the number and finding out what shape the chocolate was. And invariably, we would have to show it to Jenny and go, what is this? We don't know what this is.
What is the shape?
There was one where I was like, I think that's a bell. And then Owen's like, no, it's Santa's sack. And then Jenny looked at it. She goes, it's a reindeer, you two idiots.
His
guess, and I'm like, oh, okay, I can see it now. It's a reindeer.
His guess was every day that it was Santa's sack.
This looks like just Santa's sack to me. Can
funny.
I eat it?
Because he thinks it's funny.
Get it? I said sack. Number four, this woman gets her 9-year-old daughter a advent calendar. And the chocolates tasted a little weird. And... She is eating these things, and she's just like, oh, they're horrible. This chocolate is the worst.
And the portions are so small.
Well, it's true. Also, the chocolate was green, which you would think would be a dead giveaway.
Is there green chocolate?
There's not.
Dark chocolate.
There is not.
Milk chocolate. Green chocolate?
She thought maybe it was apple-flavored chocolate.
I'm going to try to convince myself that it's apple-flavored chocolate.
No, Mom hadn't paid attention with what she bought at the store. Mm. This is an advent calendar for cats. What her kid had been eating were yogurt and catnip treats.
Ooh,
I know.
That do for you.
Intriguing. Yeah, mom says, I was in shock and felt like the worst mother ever when I realized I bought her an advent calendar for cats. She said they looked a bit green, but I thought they were probably just apple-flavored ones and didn't think anything of it. She was eating them for days. Now, I'm looking at this advent calendar. It's got Garfield the cat on it. Which I would think would be something of a dead giveaway, right? She picked up the advent calendar while she was out shopping, and she thought, these are advent calendars. These must be for kids. She picked up the Garfield one, put it in her cart, and after a couple days, they realized that the weird-tasting chocolates were, in fact, treats meant for cats.
Rhonda is the queen of purchasing low-fat or non-fat items.
Okay.
Not intending to.
Okay.
Because we're not fans.
Right.
Not fans of it.
Right.
Don't want it.
Right.
It tastes weird.
You cut the fat. You cut the flavor.
You cut the fat, and it tastes like a completely different item.
Yes.
What is this? This is not ranch dressing.
Exact. Preach. Say that. Preach.
But she'll continue to not pay attention to buy, you know.
So she unwittingly is buying
constantly.
Low-fat alternatives.
Yes.
When that's not her desire at all.
No, she's not trying to make a lifestyle change, she's not trying to make a lifestyle change for me. Well, it's just that you just did it again.
This salsa tastes terrible. We'll look at the label. Low-fat salsa.
Really shouldn't be a lot of fat in any salsa.
Mm. I agree to disagree.
Five.
Did you get low-fat water, Rhonda? What are these low-fat bottles of water doing in the freezer here? One, now we got low-fat ice. Two, I like a little fat in my water.
What can I do with low-fat ice? Nothing.
Finally, number five.
I'm just going to go and bite my pillow.
Over in China, they have installed facial recognition in bathrooms in China.
So you can be denied in a bathroom.
Well, a bathroom there at a park in the capital of... This is in Jinan, which is China's Shandong province. I don't have to tell you guys that. You're intimately familiar with the Chinese geography. They've installed a facial recognition technology there in the toilet paper dispenser to cut down on theft and waste.
Meaning what? So they can buy...
So the way it works in China is...
They look at your face and go, oh boy... This one's going to go through a lot of toilet paper.
You walk up to the machine, you have your face scan, and then the dispenser will give you 27 inches of toilet paper.
This guy looks like he could use a whole row.
This is what you have to keep in mind. You've got over a billion people, okay? Mm. You can't just have everybody using as much toilet paper as they want, right? So you get your face scan, the dispenser will then give you 27 inches of toilet paper. To get another round of paper, you have to wait 9 minutes and have another facial scan.
Chinese guy. I recognize you, Chinese guy.
Hello, Chinese fellow. The dispenser can reportedly tell if it's somebody new using or a returning user. So, if you need new toilet paper, that's fine.
Aren't there instances where you
come
could
back
be...
in 9 minutes?
I don't have 9 minutes.
They say already the restroom is only going through 4 rolls of toilet paper a day. That's 10 fewer rolls than they
have. 4 rolls of toilet paper for a billion people?
Well, this is one bathroom.
Still.
Everyone in China can use the bathroom, but not everybody does. They say that they were going through...
No cuts.
They were going through 14 rolls of toilet paper before they installed this thing. And now it's only 4 rolls of toilet paper a day.
Ancient Chinese secret.
Using the bathroom and the paper is totally free. You know, and here in the States, a lot of times the bathrooms are only for customers. But over there, you can use them, you know, for free, they say. So that's something that they want to really, really rub our faces in. The facial recognition technology and toilet paper dispensers. And this isn't in the stall with you. So you have to get the...
Before you take it with you.
Right. You take the toilet paper with you.
There's no toilet paper in the toilet.
No. No. You have to get your face scanned. You get your 27 inches... Which
This is never gonna make it.
No, I wouldn't. I shouldn't think that it would. No. No. These things made their debut in Beijing in March after there was a bunch of thieves.
I eat a lot of street food and...
Right? Right? The Temple of Heaven complex, there was a gang of thieves who were stealing toilet paper. So they had these things installed and they put an end to that. So happy holidays, I guess. Those are your top five things.
I just ate three octopuses. And you think 27 inches of toilet paper?
I just had three plates of sesame.
Is going to get me to the Chinese New Year?
I just had seven plates of sesame octopus. Or octopus sesame, if you'll have it. Those would be your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast, originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids as well, having a get-together. Let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs and for that extraordinary event. Of course, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And, of course, always remember to mention Nacho Radio. You will get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one.
There's a chip maker over in the...
Microchip or potato chip?
Well...
Or a micro potato chip.
Microchips. But this could actually be used in potato chips at some point. Chip maker in the UK, microchips, called ARM. They make a lot of hardware that powers a lot of smartphones. Well, they're working on a new generation of smart chips that will have artificial intelligence.
Sure.
And the microchips will be able to smell things. And the idea is, first and foremost, they want to build it into your clothes, so that your clothes will keep tabs on your body odor throughout the day and then let you know whether or not you smell.
I, for the most part, make it from day to day, shower to shower.
The idea is that they'll make these chips that'll be small and cheap enough to build them right into your shirts, and then artificial intelligence will constantly keep tabs
What's that make the price of the shirt, though, all now?
Well, I don't know. How do you wash it, too? How do you wash a shirt? I can't wash my shirt because it's got microchips in it. People are complaining about how I smell.
They can smell the microchip.
Well, exactly. It's an e-nose, part of something they call plastic armpit.
Doesn't seem all that necessary.
Developing smart chips from thin sheets of plastic. Each chip will have 8 different sensors and a built-in machine learning circuit. So it'll look like a piece of cling film, but they'll have little bits stuck to it. And it'll be able to kind of give you a... It will smell you.
You reek, buddy.
And then it'll give you a score on your phone. Now, you could just smell your own armpit like a normal human being would. I don't understand.
Or try to make it to 5 o'clock each evening. And
also, right now, it's worth pointing out that these chips cost about $20,000. They're hoping to develop smaller, cheaper versions.
We're going to have to.
Can you imagine? So, I mean... What's the upside of that? Hey, buddy, you want a shirt that lets you know when you stink? Unless you're somebody that doesn't...
I don't need to know.
How's that my problem? My body stunk, but I kept my funk.
I'll get to a little... Smell the glove.
Now, the more important aspect of this, and where this makes, I think, a little bit more sense, it's weird that they're putting it in shirts first. They're thinking right. They could also put it inside food packaging... And then it would be able to tell you how fresh something is, right?
What's good today?
What's fresh? So, like, beef doesn't spoil the same way as fish or a pork loin, but you could have a sensor in the package.
Don't they already have sensors?
That let you know how fresh something is?
Yeah.
Inside the packaging?
Well, like mass packaging.
Well, there's a sticker on that says I'm fresh, but how much do you want to trust a sticker?
No, but I thought I saw some. Don't they put something in there? They have some sort of monitor that they put in with things like if you have a big catch of fish or whatever.
Really?
They throw something in there with that.
And lets you know how fresh the fish is?
Yeah, that it's not going bad.
Really?
I think they already have that technology.
Now, you're not talking about technology to keep it fresher longer. You're talking about something that actively tells
monitors, you... monitors, yes.
Whether or not it's...
I think they have that already.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's a modern world.
What a time to be alive, huh? How about this man in New York City, Torrance Jackson, wrongly suspected of hiding drugs in his colon, all right? Cops get this guy and they think he's got drugs in his colon. He was given a rectal...
Here's a little tip. We think everyone's got drugs in their colon.
Well, most people do. Most of us do. So they give this guy...
Isn't that the new Clint Eastwood movie?
Yes. He's completely innocent, this Torrance Jackson, okay? He has nothing on him, but the cops are convinced you got something up there. So they give him a rectal probe, all right?
Uh-huh. Rectum? Damn near killed him!
Thanks for having that ready. So he was wrongly suspected of hiding these drugs. Colon, given a rectal probe, they just sent him a bill for the rectal probe. $4,600. Again, he didn't have anything in there. Stopped in his car by police after failing
Couldn't
to
you
signal.
Find that out for less than $4,600?
They sent him to the hospital for this probe, and then the hospital sent him a bill for $4,595.12. That's what it costs, I guess,
to get a
doctor to look up your butthole. Officers found a bag of marijuana and cocaine residue in his vehicle. So then they thought...
But not in his rectum.
No, he had nothing up there. One officer was injured in a struggle to arrest this guy who has a lengthy criminal record.
So it was not a pre-existing condition.
No.
That's maybe why it costs so much.
Police say Mr. Jackson had taunted them about having drugs concealed on his person. Now, he says, I never said that.
Why would you taunt somebody?
I got drugs inside me.
I can't tell you.
You're never going to find it. Why don't you look, though? Look for it.
You'll never guess where they are.
I'll never tell. Aren't I a stinker? That's a clue.
You're getting warmer.
Oh.
You're on fire. So am I.
Doctors refused to perform the procedure. It's called a sigmoidoscopy.
They refused to...
Doctors didn't want to do it.
But they charged him $4,600 anyway?
They take an 8-inch tube and they put it up your butt.
A camera.
Yeah. Doctors initially refused to perform the procedure until advised...
Come out wherever you are.
advised by... Why do you have a miner's cap on, Doc? And it's like the old-timey one with the candle on it. I like to have fun when I do this. Come out wherever you are. It's Cape Fear going in this guy's butt. Doctors refused to perform the procedure until advised by a hospital lawyer that Mr. Jackson did not have a legal right to refuse. He was forcibly sedated for the examination.
Oh, boy. Where did this take place?
This is in New York.
Huh, forcibly sedated.
You know, this is...
You would think he'd have a case.
After the procedure found no drugs, he was released and said he only learned what doctors had done when he found blood in his underwear.
I tell you what, I'm going to need more than 27 inches of toilet paper.
He says, I felt tampered with. So this guy goes to wipe and there's blood. And he's like, what's that about? And they're like, yeah, we put an 8-inch tube up your butt looking for drugs. I didn't have any drugs up there.
You were sedated at the time.
You were very sedated.
Forcibly.
Upon release, the hospital had a debt collector's agency pursue him for the medical bill. He has refused to pay $4,595.12 for a probe of his butt that, again, was completely unnecessary. I think that's a good place to end.
Can you at least tell me if I look okay in there? Not until you pay the bill.
For an additional fee. Yeah. We found some things. Not drugs, though.
Butt stuff.
But we found some stuff in your butt. Some butt stuff. But I can't tell you anymore.
Butt things.
Can't tell you anymore. Unless you want to pay for that diagnosis. That's another $6,000. We did find some stuff. Maybe nothing.
I have an Ivy League education.
Maybe cancerous. But I can't tell you. Just, you know, not for free. I got to get a little something. You know, a little something to wet my beak.
We're back tomorrow.
We will be back tomorrow for... Will that be our last one of the year?
I don't know about the last one of the year, but the last one of the week.
Okay. Well, I mean, New Year's Eve is Monday.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's getting... We'll figure something out.
All right.
Well, but all we know is we're back tomorrow.
All right. Until we get a chance to do that for you tomorrow, everybody. Happy Boxing Day. Try and find some boxing. Until we get a chance...
Or a snow hatchet. Yeah, good luck finding a snow hatchet.
Snow hatchet.
Beautiful day yesterday. Could have had, you could have actually had Christmas dinner if you wanted out on a picnic table. Mm. I suggested it.
And nobody took you up for it?
I was rebuffed.
So we get a chance to do it for you again. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Represent. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Nav and board. Yeah, we keepin' it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keepin' it hot.
Well, goodbye. And don't think it hasn't been a little slice of heaven. Because it hasn't.